Hey there, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, a podcast that I record along with my 13-year-old son Alex and my 10-year-old Max during our drive to school. Hey, if you like this show, please consider becoming a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/HeyComicsKids. You can support us for as little as $1 per episode, and you can set a cap on your account so you never get charged for more than what you're comfortable with. All the money goes directly to the kids, and they can spend it however they want to. So sit back, relax, and let's get this show on the road. And we are back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. We are off to school on a post-daylight savings time dark morning. And we've got some bright news. We just saw the second trailer for Captain America Civil War.
Well, actually, it was a few days. It was a lot. It was on we saw it on Foes Day, but continue, Dad.
Axel,
yes.
We don't need to stop every 5 seconds to, like, correct people.
Yeah.
Accuracy is very important. This whole podcast would have gone horribly if they would have thought we saw it today instead of a day ago. So, Max, you wanted to talk about the big special reveal at the end of the trailer. Go ahead.
They revealed we won, we only Spider-Man. Now, me and Alex kind of came up with something. My name is who? My name is what?
You didn't come up with that. That's an actual song.
No, wait. My name is Spider-Man. Spider-Man. But, yeah, Spider-Man was revealed in the Civil War trailer now. Do you think he's going to be more neutral like he was in the comics? Like, more like a character that was kind of on both sides, switching both sides?
Well, I don't recall him being neutral. He came out very strongly on Tony Stark's side because he came out and took his mask off. There was a big reveal. J. Jonah Jameson choked on his cigar when he
Favorite
found out that Peter Parker was Spider-Man. And that was a really big deal. Now, later on, if he changed sides, that's another thing. But I don't think he was ever neutral, was he, Alex?
No. I've heard some people say that in the movie he's going to be neutral.
I hear that too, but wait a minute. How can you? You heard Reese say that at school yesterday. How can Spider-Man be neutral when Tony Stark whistles and he comes running?
I honestly have no idea.
Yeah, I think not only did I think that's bad information.
I heard other people say it too.
Yeah, misinformation gets spread real quick. I don't know how you can be neutral in a situation like that, especially when, like I said, Tony Stark whistles and you come running. And taking away Captain America's shield is not a neutral act either. He's definitely taking a side. Max, what do you think?
Yeah, like, to be honest, I don't really know whose side to choose. Like, I think I'm going to kind of come out on Iron Man's side in the comics. Just because I really like his approach with this. Like, I know that the movie's most likely going to be a lot different. I don't think they're really going to have the registration act in the movie. I think it's more going to be about how the Winter Soldier is a Bucky.
They're doing the registration act thing. Yeah, they were talking about it during the trailer. I mean, Bucky is a big start of it, but, like, I think they're still having it because Tony Stark was talking about it.
I had that indication too, Max, to be honest with you.
Well, anyway, I think I'm going to be on Iron Man's side. In the movie, I was going to be on Cap's side, but that was when I thought that it was going to be about kind of Winter Soldier trying to escape everybody, kind of hunting him down.
Mm-hmm.
And Captain America kind of being a vigilante. But, like, so, basically, one thing that I've noticed in the trails is, like, how just, like, am I the only one who notices that, one, Rhodey basically dies? Like, I'm pretty sure...
Oh, yeah, Bucky snipes him, and then...
Well, is he dead or just unconscious?
Dude, he shot him straight in the Unabeam thingy.
Ha,
it made this huge explosion, and he fell from, like, the atmosphere's.
Well, he was wearing an iron suit.
He fell from like the high stratosphere straight into the ground.
Tony Stark himself survived a bigger fall than that in the Avengers movie.
Yeah, but Hulk caught him.
True enough. It's suffice it to say, we're charged up over Captain America Civil War. We're very excited. What do we think about Spidey's eye equipment?
Yeah, that's definitely Stark Tech.
I don't know.
Maybe Stark Tech.
Peter Parker's a smart guy. I think that'd be pretty possible to happen.
Also, well, there's two characters.
Well, he was able to figure out web shooters. Of course, in the movies, his web shooters are organic. They come right from his actual wrists, right?
No.
Right? Really?
I think that might have been in the Amazing Spider-Man, the crappy Sony one. That's just a write-off, so they don't have to worry about running out of webs.
Yeah, but that was in the early Spider-Man stories. That was a big that was a part of the storytelling. In other words, he would be in the midst of a battle and running low on web fluid, and that made the story that much more exciting.
Yeah, I liked it that way, and it's cool that he could actually build something like that, because that gave me like ideas that I could build a web shooter, and then they made a book on how to build a web shooter.
Besides, if he runs out of web fluid fighting Dr. Octopus, and he's using a mechanical web shooter, he just pops in a new web cartridge and he's ready to go. But if the webs are organic, and he's fighting Dr. Octopus, and he's running low on whatever biological material he's using to make
webs, gonna die.
He's gotta stop and have a hamburger and recharge that way, and then he's gotta digest. There's a whole thing.
Not sponsored by any fast food company, by the way. Just saying.
Of course not.
Also, I'm kind of going back to Civil War. This is just something I want to say. There are two characters that I noticed were missing from the trailer. Two characters that I noticed weren't there. Thor and Hulk. Now, Thor, I think he kind of like went up to Asgard to do some stuff. And I don't really think that Thor was present in the Civil War era.
Mm-hmm.
But I also haven't seen any even screenshots of Hulk from that movie.
That's true. There was a couple of group fight scenes, and you're right. We didn't see either one of those two. How do you think that is?
I have no idea. I don't know if, maybe Hulk is just not going to be included in this movie. Because it's really hard to typecast an animated character. Like, isn't, like, Hulk, like, CGI animated character?
I don't know. If Tony the Tiger's voice plays someone else, are you gonna feel like it's that person? Or... Well, that depends. I mean, the typecasting might be a little harder, but it can still happen.
Yeah, it might be a little bit harder there. Well, we are very excited about this movie. We will definitely be there.
Oh, I only have one question.
Go ahead.
Who is the actor that's playing Spider-Man for this?
Good question. I haven't heard. Do you know?
I don't know. I heard the voice, and I couldn't put my finger on it. I think it might have been the actor for The Amazing Spider-Man, but
you think
they
carry over the same actor?
I'm not sure. I'm honestly not sure.
That's interesting. Well, let's see if we can find out the answer to that. That would
he
be
actually
a good
sounded like to he
answer.
Sounded like he had a touch of both, to be honest. But I'm honestly not the best at something like that, so this is just me guessing.
Okay. So our second topic today is what, Alex?
I got Street Fighter V, and it's fun as crap.
I have to admit, it is a very good game.
What makes this game fun? I mean, it looks to me like two people face each other. There's not a lot of story, not a lot of plot. They punch each other, and one wins.
Well, not only is it a classic game, but B, there's really fun tournaments you can play. There's a lot of online matches you can play with, ranked characters, ranked matches. You can play. What I've been doing is I've been share playing with one of my friends, Street Fighter. So that basically, even though he lives like miles and miles and miles away from me, I can connect to his PS4 and we can play matches together.
Now, and does he have to have Street Fighter on his
machine? No, he doesn't.
Too? Is that what share play means?
Yeah, you share the game with other people who either don't have it or they have it, they just like are not at your house.
Now, there is something. Now, we only have like one PS4 controller, so until we get two, me and Alex are just gonna have to switch off.
We're gonna have to get another controller.
Unless you go into someone's house that has a PS4 and then, like, I share play that person while you're there. But, as much as I love the story, because it kind of.
Is there a story?
Yeah, there is a story.
Go
duh.
Ahead.
Max will stop interrupting.
All right, just tell your story.
So, even though, like, the story kind of connected to every character, told a little about the character, and had pretty cool epilogues, and it looked like it was hand-drawn cutscenes, which, like, knocks me out of the ballpark, because I'm always like, oh my gosh, that's so cool, I love that art, oh my gosh, so much, wow, the story mode for each character was like 4 fights, and that was kind of disappointing because it took me like an hour to beat.
Yeah.
And then I beat it, and then all I really had was playing with other people on it and survival, which is basically you try to beat every character in the game with one character and try not to die while going through the matches. So basically I did that and I beat that, and after that, well, even though the game is repetitive and there's so much fighting, the fighting is actually like worth it, because then you learn all the combos, and every time you do a combo, especially with Ryu, because he has all the really cool combos, you feel very accomplished with yourself because you like beat the crap out of the character. And it looks so cool.
Is there like, a sense of satisfaction by learning
crap,
combos?
Yes. I mean, like, the Satsuno Hado, when you do the spinny kick, the Satsuno Hado spinny kick, when you kick them around, it's so cool. And when you do, like, Chun-Li is my personal best character. Her special is just, like, barrage of roundhouse kicks, like, at breakneck speeds, and it's really cool. All the combos really are really well imagined. They're very well balanced. Every character has his or her own different like moves. They have like different controller. Some of them might even have like different controller buttons for the character that you need to like play with, which I think is pretty good. Like mainly ranging with the special moves. Like you might have to spin your motion controller around and like. Repeatedly press circle, or you'd have to do the same thing with R1. But it's really cool. You can change their costumes, which also, I'm a big fan of customization in games. That always gets me. Graphics are astounding, which again, something that always gets me. And you can change like the color of the costume. Well, that kind of goes with customization.
Did it surprise you to find out that your mother remembered playing Street Fighter in the video game arcades
of the 80s? I was surprised she knew Street Fighter.
Were you surprised she still let you get it after finding out she knew about it?
No, Street Fighter is like... It's really good. It's kid-friendly. I mean, it's... Because it's like as good as Mortal Kombat, but not as gory, not as intense, and sometimes a little funner. I mean, that's just my personal opinion, but it's a lot more anime-ier, so... Oh, that reminds me. Even though it's anime-ier, that means some costumes for the female characters in the game are a tad revealing, so if you're kind of new to that... Well, watch out. And some of the characters are a little stereotyped. Like Dalasim, the yogi, who is some yoga guy who, like, can stretch his arms and has, like, tribal skull markings everywhere in his costume.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'll show you the character later.
Some of the characters are a little bit stereotypical, a little, little one-sided and flat.
Well, that was the original base, because a lot of the characters were, like, stereotyped. The whole game is about, like, going to other countries and fighting the fighters from that specific country.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they added new characters, but they also stereotyped a lot of characters, like Zangief, the Russian one, who is supposed to be, like, the Russian wrestler. They're not all wrestlers. He was just specifically a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He has, like, a bunch of hair on his chest. He's really buff. He's really intense. Like, crazy, crazy Hulk buff. Mm-hmm. And he, like, has a bunch of hair on his shins, and he's wearing these huge boots, and he wrestles bears and all of this stuff. So sometimes they're really stereotyped, but I honestly have to say they're kind of working on that, which is good.
Mm-hmm. So, Max, what are your thoughts on Street Fighter V?
Well, basically, I just want to say Street Fighter, it's basically a more kid-friendly version of Mortal Kombat. So, and Street Fighter... Street Fighter in general, I have really, like, other than what Alex said, I have no problems with the game. Like, it's definitely, like if you want to take the things that Alex said that into consideration, but other than that, it's a pretty kid-friendly game that's very interesting. It's very fun, and not just, like, learning the combos, like, it's very fun, like, learning new ways to, like, combine, like, heavy attacks and kinds. Like, it's really cool, like, finding out ways to combine stuff like that.
Yeah. My only complaint in Street Fighter is they took out my favorite character.
And who's that?
I'm very sad. I, for some reason, right now, cannot remember his name, which I'm very also
the
sad.
Can you describe him?
He was the green Brazilian dude with yellow hair who had electricity. Like,
oh, yeah.
And then he'd do the ball charge thing where he turned into electric ball and, electrocute people. But they changed him out for, a Brazilian female character.
Was she green with yellow hair, too?
No, she wore a green yellow. Wore a green yoga costume, but and she had electricity. Her special move kind of referenced that, but it was like a active, not damsel in distress female character. So I can't really argue that much because as much as I'm gonna miss my favorite character in Street Fighter V, this is probably very good too because they're adding like. They're adding, like, more female characters than they did in the original.
Mm-hmm.
Even though a lot of the female characters were, like, really cool.
This game has actually a bunch of female characters, I think.
It's integrated a lot of diversity between.
Yeah. And, like, but there's another female character that is also, I've heard a lot about, Chun-Li.
Oh my god, Chun-Li is the best.
Like, what makes her so good?
Not only is she, like, my personal best character, and I win every match with her, like, flawless, she has really cool moves, her character is really cool. She's a really cool attack character, and I just like playing with her, and other than Ryu, who will always be, like, out of Street Fighter, he'll always be my favorite character. Chun-Li will always be my... Those two kind of tie, to be honest. But she's, like, a really good female character kind of proponent. She's really big in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just really fun to play with, too.
So, coming up, we got two thumbs up, sounds like, on Street Fighter V. Coming up in gaming, what's the game that you really are looking forward to getting this year, Max?
PvZ 2. Well, There are a bunch of games, but, like, this is from my favorite series, Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
Now, there's a bunch of games. I could do, like, my top five list. That would end in a tie.
Of course.
Since you all know me, I always end in ties. I'm looking forward to this year. But I have to say, Pokemon Sun and Moon, I think, are coming out at the end of this year. So, I am super excited for those games. They look very good.
What's your most excited about non-Pokemon game? That's
a non-Pokemon game.
Yeah,
but
I
definitely
know you're excited about everything Pokemon. I'd be interested to know what non-Pokemon game you're most interested in.
I'm pretty sure they already made this, but this is a game that I'm looking forward to getting, which is basically a Lego Avengers game. It's not Lego Marvel Superheroes. It is actually like an actual factual Lego Avengers game.
Actual factual?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where you kind of like play through the Avengers series.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a plus.
What did you just finish up playing? Taking a different tact. You just beat a game that I personally had a very difficult time with back in the day.
No,
we did, Dad.
This is a game that I highly, highly suggest for really any Marvel fan. Ultimate Alliance. I think it's rated teen for teen, but really, there's not that much mod language, and, like, they use guns and stuff, but, like, it's really, like, but it's a very good game, and, like, the plot lines are very original, like, going to the Omega Base.
Mm-hmm.
Graphics are a little iffy, though, but
no, I love the graphics, and, like, you can change, and there are amazing characters that this game introduced me to, a lot of characters, like Moon Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually have to work to get the characters. Like, some characters you get by being a level, but other characters, like, you have to, like, say, collect a certain amount of, like, Black Panther toys to get Black Panther. And
or you fish them out of a claw machine. Which is totally not what I had to do that one time with Blade.
I think both Marvel Ultimate Alliance and Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 are two games that stand the test of time. You can play those years later. Like Alex says, the graphics are going to look a little bit dated on them, but fantastic gameplay, really good plot, and you get a lot of game for your money. You're going to be playing this game for a long time before you get all the way through it, and it's a good challenge. There's a lot of puzzle challenges. There's a lot of skill challenges.
There's a lot of trivia for Marvel if you want to test your wit or learn something new.
It's got a little bit of everything. It's really kind of one of the unsung heroes of superhero video games, don't you think?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Really good.
I just want to say, you definitely want to play Ultimate Alliance 1 before you play Ultimate Alliance 2. Not just because you may want to play them in order, but because Ultimate Alliance 2 is very hard, and Ultimate Alliance 1 will kind of teach you, basically, these are the controls that the controls stick for the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and speaking of Ultimate Alliance 2 and why you should play that second, Ultimate Alliance 2 is based on is completely based around Civil War.
Oh, that's right.
Well, actually, they kind of
get,
like,
way to get into the mood for the upcoming Marvel blockbuster this summer.
Yeah. And, like, there's even the Superhero Registration Act. Like, do you choose to be on Iron Man's side?
Or Captain America's side?
I chose
and you play
to be
the story and the heroes according. Like, there's some heroes you can't play on Iron Man's side, and some heroes you can't play. And there's some heroes you cannot play on Captain America's side, and some heroes you can play on his side.
And
wowie-zowie.
I just want to say another thing.
Go ahead.
Like, there is a lot of stuff in the game, like, in Ultimate Alliance 2, we're giving a lot of praise for this game, since it is definitely a very good game. Is that you can actually get super villains, like, you can use characters like Venom,
right,
and Green Goblin.
Right.
and a bunch of awful villains. And so, yeah. Alex?
Well, Alex, what are you looking forward to this coming out? Like a game release that you're really excited about.
PvZ 2, even though it came out and I really want to get it.
Plants vs. Zombies, really?
Or PvZ Garden Warfare 2.
I thought you had PvZ Garden Warfare.
Yeah, Garden but Warfare they made a 2. Second one and it's better.
Is it PlayStation or the handheld?
It's PlayStation.
Really?
Yeah, it's a console game and it's a shooter though. It's like a third-person shooter.
But we already got all the full scene. And they even add game like mechs to the game and like superhero zombies.
God, it looks so cool.
Oh boy. Well, geez, I wasn't expecting that out of you. All right, so PvZ 2 and of course all things Pokemon. Lots of things to look forward to this year.
Pokemon Sun and Moon is coming out.
Oh, believe me, Alex, we're going to hear all about that. Just let that guy sit next to you go loose for an hour, and we'll hear all about it. Right, Max?
Oh, yeah. You can expect a lot of podcasts.
Have we seen what the legendaries are going to be like?
We actually haven't had the legendaries revealed yet.
We haven't had the cover?
But, actually, I think I know one of the legendaries in it, or maybe legendary. I don't really know. Maybe they'll use Perfect Zygarde in it, which you may have known from, Coco's, new forms of Zygarde. But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Do you know if they're going to add customization into the game or not?
Actually, character customization, this is actually something that I'm super sad about. Is that basically I think that was only a one-time Pokemon.
Oh my god,
thing.
That was so great! I loved it.
Yeah, that's the thing, Pokemon. If any creators of Pokemon or anyone who has a say in Pokemon is listening to this, please bring it back.
Well,
you don't have to bring back anything else. Just please bring back character customization. Maybe improve it a little better. Maybe have you be able to take off your hat. Because that's the thing, your hat is basically glued onto you. You could change your hat, but, you couldn't take it off.
Yeah, and at that, please bring back Pixels. I like Pixels way better than how you are doing them now.
Well, I think that it's kind of like a permanent change.
Pixels are, way better to use. They're a lot... I think Pixels are way cooler, though.
Yeah, Pixels have not stopped Maxwell from playing those classic games.
That's
way better than what they're doing now.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite thing about those classic games, is that you can use Pixels.
Yeah. All right, boys, we're pulling up to school. All your friends are in the playground waving to you, waiting for you to get out of the car.
We're the first ones here, again.
Theater of the imagination, Alex. Theater of the imagination. So, Max, bring this one in for a close.
Speaking for myself, my dad, and my brother. Goodbye, everybody.
You can find us on iTunes, the Blueberry Network, and Stitcher. Please remember to rate and leave a friendly comment.
This is a friendly place, people.
Let's get this show off the road.
That's my slogan.